My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 191, To Smash a Person or a Car. Suddenly, Caleb Mamet's eyes turned cold. The herbs Miss Evans Payne's Taquine GLY planted have been destroyed by the Coryell family. Leaving aside whether these herbs were actually useful, they were planted by Zaviera Evans with hope for detoxification, and now they were ruined over an HT. Steve Price swallowed saliva, whispering, "Boss, you have to calm down." At this moment, Steve Price couldn't help but feel sorry for the people of the C. Oriel family. After all, the CEO hadn't gone to the backyard yet, and his wife had already gone on a rampage. If she really killed Vita Coryell, the consequences would be severe. When Zaviera Evans arrived at the backyard, she saw Vita Coryell and Mrs. C. Oriel complaining loudly. Vita held a parasol, her face impatient, "It's so damn hot in the sun. Let us in. Is this how you treat your guests at Lowen Clubhouse? I'm Caleb's childhood friend. Are you guys out of your minds? Miss Coryell, you've trampled on the herbs our madam has planted, so you can't leave for now. You have to wait for our madam to make the decision," said Sean Price. Sean Price was Steve Price's brother and Caleb Mamet's subordinate with a calm and steady character. His words were equivalent to Caleb's words. So Vita didn't dare to offend him, let alone lose her temper at him. She lifted her foot and crushed another herb angrily, her face gloomy. At that moment, Zaviera Evans approached slowly. Vita was still stepping on a herb when Mrs. Coryell quickly pulled her away and pretended to scold, "Vita, hurry up and apologize to Miss Evans. Even though it's just some herbs, the why were planted by Miss Evans after all. Apologize quickly." Zaviera Evans sneered. Mrs. Coryell was really good at playing her part, apologizing for stepping on the herbs as if that's all it took to make up for it. If she killed someone, would an apology suffice? Vita walked up to Zaviera Evans and said arrogantly, "It's just a few herbs, not some treasure. Do you want me to compensate you? Besides, Caleb doesn't like these plants. I'm actually doing you a favor by saving you some trouble." Zaviera Evans looked down at the crushed herbs on the ground. The herbs Vita trampled could cure dead flesh and severed bones. They were priceless and impossible to buy even with money. These were the medicine Zaviera prepared for Caleb, yet Vital showed no concern. Zaviera Evans remained calm. "Mrs. Coryell, one needs to pay for destroying other people's possessions. You have to compensate me." 13's widened in a sudden, "Naviera, this is ridiculous. You're asking me to pay for some grass. PSE mirrors $200, okay? Or $1,000? Are you really that desperate? Caleb is so wealthy, you don't deserve best get out of the Mamet family." Zaviera Evans sassered, "If going by the market price, these herbs were worth at least $10 million. And money couldn't even buy them. When Sir Coryell was desperate to obtain these herbs, he offered $500,000 per plant, but no one would sell them to him. Although the herbs Vita destroyed hadn't fully grown, they could still fetch $100,000 per plant." Zaviera Pans spoke coldly, "Sean Price Seun Price, well-trained, immediately straightened his back and replied loudly, "Yes, madam." Zaviera Evans asked calmly, Miss Coriel has destroyed my herbs and doesn't he want to pay for them? What should we do now? Sean Price glanced at Vita indifferently. It's up to you, madam. His words represented Caleb's stance. Since he said that, Naveera knew she had full control over everyone at Loan Clubhouse. So she leisurely said, in T hat case, smashing her car wouldn't be too much, would any without hesitation. Sean Price waved his hand to signal. A group of bodyguards charged forward, searing Vita's face pale. Zaviera, are you crazy? I just stepped on a few herbs, and you want to smash my car? This is a limited edition sports car worth over $5 million, Miss Coriel, won't that be okay? Zaviera pretended to be surprised. You crushed my herbs with your car, and I smashed your car in return. Isn't that fair? Sean Price, Steve Price had said that their madam was very fragile, so what was going on now? Va trembled with anger, realizing that this shameless woman was implying that if she didn't pay, they would smash her car. Too outrageous. After a loud bang sound, the limited edition sports car was wrecked. Vita screamed, "Stop it! I'm a guest of the Mammoth family. You can't yeet me like this. Caleb won't agree." With swift efficiency, the Mammoth family's bodyguards crushed the car into pieces. A limited edition sports car was turned into a pile of scrap metal. Vita watched as the car was shattered, her face turning ashen, her body shaky and gasping uncontrollably. Vita's eyes widened in a sudden, "Zaviera, this is ridiculous. You're asking me to pay for some grass. Fine. Here's $200, okay? Or $1,000. Are you really that desperate? Caleb is so wealthy, you don't deserve him. Just get out of the Mammoth family." Zaviera Evans snickered. $1,000. If going by the market price, these herbs were worth at least $10 million. And money couldn't even buy them. When Sir Coriel was desperate to obtain these herbs, he offered $500,000 per plant, but no one would sell them to him. Although the herbs Vita destroyed hadn't fully grown, they could still fetch $100,000 per plant. Zaviera Evans spoke coldly, Sean Price, well-trained, immediately straightened his back and replied loudly, "Yes, madam." Zaviera Evans asked calmly, "Miss Coriel has destroyed my herbs and doesn't he want to pay for them? What should we do now?" Sean Price glanced at Vita indifferently. "It's up to you, madam." His words represented Caleb's stance. Since he said that, Zaviera knew she had full control over everyone at Loan Clubhouse. So she leisurely said, in that case, smashing her car wouldn't be too much, would it? Without hesitation, Sean Price waved his hand to signal. A group of bodyguards charged forward, scaring Vita's face pale. "Zaviera, are you crazy? I just stepped on a few herbs, and you want to smash my car? This is a limited edition sports car worth over $5 million, Miss Coriel, won't that be okay?" Zaviera pretended to be surprised. "You crushed my herbs with your car, and I smashed your car in return, isn't that fair?" Sean Price, Steve Price had said that their madam was very fragile, so what was going on now? Vita trembled with anger, realizing that this shameless woman was implying that if she didn't pay they would smash her car. TOS outrageous. After a loud bang sound, the limited edition sports car was wrecked. Vita screamed, "Stop THPIST of the Manet family. You can't treat me like this. Caleb won't agire." With swift efficiency, the Manet family's bodyguards crushed the car into pieces. A limited edition portier was turned into a pile of scrap metal. Vita watched as the car was shattered, her face turning ashen, her body shaky and G-controlling. Chapter 192. The soft and weak character must not collapse. Xaviera Evans. It was Sir Mamet who asked me to find Caleb, but you smashed my sports car because of a few plants. I will not let this go. Caleb will definitely not let you off when he finds out. Mrs. Coriel suddenly noticed a man standing not far away. She gasped and quickly stopped Vita's behavior, then gently advised, "Vita, it was our fault for ruining Miss Evans' plans. It's understandable that she smashed the car." At this moment, Caleb walked over with a serious expression. "Although these plants are not valuable, they were personally planted by Miss Evans. It's a pity the car is ruined. I was going to give it to Sir Mamet. It's Vita who did wrong. I hope Miss Evans won't blame her." "Vita, hurry up and apologize to Miss Evans." Mrs. Coriel gestured to Vita, who retracted her malicious gaze and revealed a wronged expression, as she also noticed Caleb behind Xaviera. She squeezed out a few tears, pretending to be weak. "Miss Evans, I'm so sorry. I really didn't do it on purpose. I was wrong, I didn't see the plants on the floor." "Woo woo woo," Xaviera sneered. Even at this point, acting like a phony girl, she doesn't know who she's performing for. The whole conversation clearly accused her of smashing Vita's $5 million sports car, recklessly demanding an apology for a worthless pile of flowers and plants. Moreover, Vita didn't blame her and even pitifully begged for her forgiveness, making Xaviera seem ruthless. Mrs. Coriel sighed, "Miss Evans, Vita used to be Caleb's fiancée, so she often visited Loewen Clubhouse. There were no plants in the front and backyards before, that's why she drove in and accidentally crushed your plants." Having finished, Mrs. Coriel lowered her head and wiped away her tears. "Vita used to live here too, who knew the backyard would have plants? It's all in the past now, we hope Miss Evans can forgive her and not bear a grudge." Xaviera snorted, thinking the mother and daughter were the ultimate phony girl duo. Although, on the surface, they were begging for her forgiveness, they were actually showing off that Vita was once Caleb's fiancée, and visited the Loewen Clubhouse regularly as childhood friends. Xaviera was puzzled, maybe they always thought she was a pushover because she used to play weak and vulnerable. Seeing her silent, Vita glanced at Caleb behind Xaviera and sobbed pitifully. "Xaviera, you've already smashed my car, won't you forgive me? I only ruined a few of your plants, but you smashed my $5 million car. Is killing me the only way to satisfy you?" Just as Xaviera was about to speak, Vita started with a quivering, lowly voice. "I've known Caleb for so many years, and I won't hold a grudge against you. But if you'd offended someone else and smashed their car, it would have been the Mamet family's humiliation and Caleb would have been implicated too. Why would such an outstanding person like Caleb marry a wife like you who is so unreasonable? Miss Evans, what more do you want? You're not satisfied after smashing my car? Caleb won't let you continue to make a fuss. R. Zaviro was speechless for a moment, as Vita's words were better than her sighing. Everything she said was for Caleb, elevating him while stepping on her. Just as she was about to counter, a cold voice came who said, "I won't allow it." Caleb walked over slowly, his voice cold, and his whole body exuding the majesty of a ruler. Zaviro was stunned. When did Caleb arrive? She suddenly realized, no wonder the Coriel mother and daughter started playing pitiful, crying and wiping away their tears. It turned out Caleb had arrived. Vita approached with a pitiful look and said softly, "Brother Caleb, I..." Caleb ignored her and walked past her to Zaviera's side. Steve Price looked at the now heavily damaged sports car, and finally let out a sigh of relief. Luckily, his wife only smashed the car and didn't kill anyone. She was already calm. Steve felt it was time to play his role. "Boss, our wife is gentle but she smashed their car. They must have angered her." After speaking, he winked at Zaviera, "My wife is such a delicate woman, how could you all bully her like this?" Zaviera was about to retort, but then saw Caleb beside her. Since he had already arrived, she had to keep up the weak act. So, Zaviera's eyes instantly turned red, and she looked pitifully at Caleb. "Caleb, they're bullying me, and I'm so mad that my heart hurts." Caleb's eyes turned cold. Even though he knew she was pretending to be weak, he still couldn't help but be affected at heart. Chapter 193, Walking the Green Coffee Path. Sewing Cavaria fans feigning weakness. Vita Curiel was dumbfounded and I immediately started ubbing tach ten to me explain. It was Zaviera Mrs. Coel Kate to her at Taily Mammoth. "Miss Evans has gre too far. She is so arrogant, she dev harvu in the fitterg. Visu need to contend her MRS, corrupting W care Mammoth de ith expersion," and looked at the mother and daughter parwithx peeped. "Why is it seems that I didn't know when Mrs. Carlyle's word se came further more water where wants to it, and I will take responsibility for my de sh, I eager lockes va waitined bur eyes in diabete." Caleb whimper whimper. "Canopy that of them and burn to gently, s mamer, are you still ingies of eraser she hyuko eagle of spin the ground, then af vila, and suit lentei gave a dyml, allowing sanjan expression. Well, I still be upset at any pencilingly grown hearts were pulled us shum, pay the more you support and mind in the infect pay no man to Hanover AAIC pay tet for 4 moment show per August gate the care under the covial MIT ME Vita sobbed, "These cars are limited edition. We bought them at a high price. Are you really going to ruin all of them just to appease Zaviera's anger?" Whimper, whimper, Mrs. Coriel quickly tried to persuade, "Caleb, the Coriel family once saved Sir Mammoth. You can't treat us like this. Is Mrs. Coriel threatening me?" Zaviera sneered, "You saved Sir Mammoth, not Caleb. Besides, I remember Caleb has already given the Coriel family a company and 1% of the Mammoth Corporation's shares. Are you still not satisfied, Mrs. Coriel? Are you perhaps a bit too greedy? Miss Evans, I'm talking to Caleb, you, I am Caleb's wife, this is my home, and I have every right to speak. On the OT her hand, Mrs. Coriel, and Miss Coriel are outsiders. You come here to create havoc just because you saved Sir Mamet. Moreover, Sir Mamet can't even be considered any sort of grandfather. He and D. Mrs. Mamet abused Caleb just the same. Why should Caleb repay the Coriel family's kindness on behalf of Sir Mamet? Mrs. Coriel hesitated for a moment, then continued, Miss Evans has smashed our car, and Vita has apologized. Let's end this matter here. If we smash the remaining cars, it won't be good for Miss Evans' reputation either. Reputation. Xaviera sneered coldly, her words crisp and clear, I recall there were warning signs in the backyard, this is a herbal area, no trampling allowed. Yet, Vita drove her car into the backyard, crushing my herbs. The tire tracks on the ground indicate that the damage was not a one-time event, but caused by repeated crushing. Miss Coriel knew of the herbs I planted, but still came in to destroy them. She wanted to show me her power, drive me out of L.O. and clubhouse, and then become the mistress, taking my place as the hostess. Am I right? Mrs. Coriel's face darkened, and she pointed her trembling finger at Xaviera, you shut up. Nonsense. Her heart skipped a beat because Xaviera's words were all true. Vita had intentionally destroyed the herbs. They were just a few plants. Why was Xaviera so relentless? She had already smashed a $5 million car, yet she was still not satisfied. Xaviera waved and signaled, I'm done talking, smash them. Bang, bang. The bodyguards held their weapons and struck the cars forcefully. The sound of the cars being seen ahead frightened Vita. Her face turned pale, and she screamed, Xaviera. What if I did it deliberately? It's just a few herbs. You've smashed my car worth $5 million. Can't you let it go? You owe me a car. You bitch. I'm going to kill you. Bitch, Vita sobbed, these cars are limited edition. We bought them at a high price. Are you really going to ruin all of them just to appease Xaviera's anger? Whimper, whimper, Mrs. Coriel quickly tried to persuade, Caleb, the Coriel family once saved Sir Mamet. You can't treat us like this. Is Mrs. Coriel threatening me? Xaviera sneered, you saved Sir Mamet, not Caleb. Besides, I remember Calibi has already given the Coriel family a company and 1% of the Mamet Corporation's shares. Are you still not satisfied, Mrs. Coriel? Are you perhaps a bit too greedy? Miss Evans, I'm talking to Caleb, I am Caleb's wife, this is my home, and I have every right to speak. On the other hand, Mrs. Coriel and Miss Coriel are outsiders. You come here to create havoc just because you saved Sir Mamet. Moreover, Sir Mamet can't even be considered any sort of grandfather. He and D. Mrs. Mamet abused Caleb just the same. Why should Caleb repay the Coriel family's kindness on behalf of Sir Mamet? Mrs. Coriel hesitated for a moment, then continued, Miss Evans has smashed our car, and Vita has apologized. Let's end this matter here. If we smash the remaining cars, it won't be good for Miss Evans' reputation either. Reputation. Xaviera sneered coldly, her words crisp and clear, I recall there were warning signs in the backyard, this is a herbal area, No trampling allowed. Yet, Vita drove her car into the backyard, crushing my herbs. The tire tracks on the ground indicate that the damage was not a one-time event, but caused by repeated crushing. Miss Coriel knew of the herbs I planted, but still came in to destroy them. She wanted to show me her power, drive me out of Lowen CL house, and then become the mistress, taking my place as the hostess. Am I right? Mrs. Coriel's face darkened, and she pointed her trembling finger at Zaviera. You shut up. Nonsense. Her heart skipped a beat because Zaviera's words were all true. Vita had intentionally destroyed the herbs. They were just a few plants. Why was Zaviera so relentless? She had already smashed a $5 million car, yet she was still not satisfied. Zaviera waved and signaled, "I ain't done talking, smash them." Bang, bang, the bodyguards held their weapons and struck the cars forcefully. The sound of the cars being smashed frightened Vita. Her face turned pale, and she screamed, "Zaviera. What if I did it deliberately? It's just a few herbs. Youve smashed my car worth $5 million. Can't you let it go? You owe me a car. You bitch. I'm going to kill you." Chapter 194, The Expensive Golden River Grass. The cold muzzle of the gun pressed against Vita Coriel's head, making her tremble all over. Caleb Mamet's deep eyes were full of kingly pressure, and his voice was ice cold, "Miss Coriel, I do not wish to hear those two words, bitch, from your mouth again." He actually pointed a gun at her? Our Mrs. Coriel shrieked in terror. Had Caleb gone mad? Caleb maintained his composure, speaking leisurely, "If Miss Coriel continues to insult my wife, don't blame me for my rudeness." Vita's face turned ashen, and out of fear, she knelt down on the ground. Mrs. Coriel hurriedly pulled Vita up and said with a trembling voice, "Mr. Mamiti, Vita has a sharp tongue, please don't hold it against her." Since Caleb was currently in a fit of rage, Mrs. Coriel immediately addressed him as Mr. Mamet, because he was capable of anything, including killing Vita in his anger. Even if he really killed Vita, the Coriel family wouldn't dare to pursue the matter and could only swallow their grievances. Mrs. Coriel yanked Vita along. "Vita, I will take you home now, let's go quickly." Caleb was simply terrifying. Had it not been for the Mamet family's business and financial power, she would not have willingly married Vita off to such a ruthless, maniacal man. It was an honor for Vita to choose this man, and yet he dared to look down on her and even pointed a gun at her? Caleb put away the gun, his eyes and brows icy. "Sean Price, drive the two of them home and tell Sir Coriel what happened today." Sean Price replied, "Yes." As Vita and Mrs. Coriel were ushered out, Caleb felt a sudden surge of pain in his eyes, followed by a blurry vision. At that moment, a slightly cold finger caressed his forehead, gently massaging it. Zaviera Evans frowned, "Are your eyes uncomfortable?" He slowly opened his eyes, as the scene before him became clearer and his gaze softened. "Mr. S. Mamet, don't be angry. Those herbal plants," Caleb didn't know what kind of medicinal plants she was growing, but seeing her meticulous care every day, even if they were just weeds, they were still her own with Mrs. Mamet's time and effort. Xaviera blinked, I won't let Vita off so easily. Many people can't buy these herbs even with money. Vita destroyed more than 100 of my plants all at once, how could I possibly let her off so easily? The Coriel family would take the initiative to come and beg her. Over the years, the Coriel family had plundered countless wealth from the Mamet family. Caleb had never calculated with them before, but she was always petty and would not let the Coriel family bully her husband. Sir Coriel appeared kind-hearted on the surface, but the Coriel family had actually done many dark deeds, and he had blood on his hands. It was rumored that Sir Coriel was ill and could only be treated with Golden River grass, so the Coriel family was looking for the medicine everywhere, and just now, Vita had destroyed more than 100 plants of Golden River grass. Unfortunately, without the Golden River grass, how could she treat Caleb's EYES? Xaviera was filled with anger. As she looked at the unripe herbs on the ground, she picked up her PH1 and sent a message to someone. Caleb's gaze focused on the herbs, lifting one to his nose and taking a whiff. Mrs. Mamet was truly extraordinary. At the Coriel residence. Upon returning home, Vita wept and wailed, while Mrs. Coriel cried tears of pain. Sir Coriel remained calm, his face kind. Deputy Officer Price, what did Vita do wrong? What about the Coriel family car? The Coriel family car has been destroyed. Sean Price's voice was ice cold. Miss Coriel deliberately crushed the herbs my wife planted and also verbally insulted her. She even threatened to kill her. Mr. Mamet has spared Miss Coriel this time in consideration of the past kindness between the families. If tea here is a next time, she will have to face the consequences. Sir Coriel's face changed drastically. Sean Price's words made Sir Coriel's heart tremble. He knew Caleb well, sparing Vita this time meant that the past debts had been paid. From now on, there would be no more affection between the Mamet and Coriel families. Sir Coriel's eyes were full of exhaustion. Just as Sean Price left, he slapped Vita across the face. Dad! Mr. Coriel exclaimed. Vita's face was full of shock, followed by a wail, Grandpa! Why did you hit me? I was bullied by Xaviera outside, and now when I come home, you hit me too. I don't want to live anymore. Xaviera! You only have Xaviera in your head. Sir Coriel's face darkened. Use your brain. Your actions today have completely exhausted the Coriel family's goodwill, and from now on, the Coriel family will never be able to get a New York benefits from Caleb. Do you think the Coriel family became a first-rate family because of our own efforts? That was because of the Mamet family. Had it not been for him saving Sir Mamet back then, how could the Coriel family have achieved? Chapter 195, Two Birds with One Arrow. Initially, to make Caleb Mamet agree to show mercy to the Coriel family, Sir M. Mamet had taken out something very important. Now, just because of Vita Coriel's few words, Caleb Mamet's patience had been completely exhausted, and he directly severed ties with the Coriel family. And, most importantly, Sir Coriel's eyes turned red, and he coughed violently twice, my illness is getting worse and worse. I've spent a lot of money to find a doctor, and only Golden River grass can cure it. But it's not available in the market, and I've heard that Caleb Mamet has more than 100 Golden River grass plants. You all know that without the herbal medicine, I won't be able to survive. Vita shuddered. Mrs. Coriel also realized that she had caused a big disaster. Old Sir had committed many heinous deeds, and he always dreamed of enemies seeking revenge when he returned home in the middle of the night. His condition was deteriorating day by day, and only Golden River grass could cure him. They had gone through great lengths to find out where the Golden River grass was, but Caleb Mamet had already cut off ties with them. Sir Coriel rubbed his temples. Vita, no matter what happened today, you must come with me to apologize in person. Even if you don't like Xaviera Evans, and feel that she is a bitch in your heart, you can't express it. Moreover, Caleb Mamet seems to like her very much, so you have to beg for their forgiveness. As long as we get the Golden River grass, we can deal with Xaviera Evans slowly. Just bear with it for now, Mrs. Coriel gently advised. Vita, your grandfather is right. We must get the Golden River grass and then deal with Xaviera Evans. Your grandfather will definitely help you when the time comes. Mr. Coriel agreed, yes. Just bow your head first to Mr. Mamet and Xaviera Evans, and apologize. Once Mr. Mamet gets tired of her, he will drive her away, and you will surely be welcomed by him. Vita wiped her tears. Apologizing to Caleb Mamet wasn't a difficult task for her, but bowing her head to Xaviera Evans was an absolute humiliation. Why was that bitch so lucky to get Mr. Mamet's protection? Even if it was just temporary, Vita was jealous. Sir Coriel's face was full of helplessness. Mr. Mamet just impulsively married Xaviera Evans, but should have been the one to marry him. I know you're upset, but as long as we can get the Golden River grass, I will personally kill Xaviera Evans without letting Caleb suspect us. Now we must swallow our anger, understand? Vita took a deep breath, her eyes filled with malicious intent. Fine. After everything is done, I will make Xaviera Evans suffer, you low-end clubhouse. Xaviera Evans collected the damaged Golden River grass. Steve Price looked bewildered. Mrs. Mamet, is this grass so important? Sean Price had just returned from a mission and it was the first time he saw Xaviera Evans, the legendary Mrs. Mamet. He looked at the grass on the ground and couldn't believe it was Golden River grass, as he had been searching for it everywhere to suppress the poison in Caleb Mamet's body. Before this, he had looked up the appearance of Golden River grass in medical books and recognized that the grass planted by Mrs. Mamet was an imitary Golden River grass. These Golden River grass plants had been ruined by Vita, and no matter how patient someone was, they wouldn't stand it, let alone Xaviera Evans, who was not easily bullied. Sean Price was about to speak. This is Golden River, Steve Price suddenly exclaimed. Mrs. Mamet is so clever. She knows that our president hates the Coriel family, but can't find a reason to get rid of them due to past kindness. She took this opportunity to sever ties with them. A single arrow hit two targets. She not only slapped Vita Coriel in the face, but also solved a big problem for our president. Mrs. Mamet is the female Zuggy Liang. Sean Price, dot. When he was abroad, Steve Price would always call him and say that Mrs. Mamet was brave and resourceful, and even the president was not her match. But why did he feel that the Mrs. Mamet in Steve's eyes had a halo around her? On the other side, Zaviera Evans picked up the destroyed Golden River grass, and her phone rang. Albert Sullivan's astonished voice came, "Damn. How is the Golden River grass all destroyed?" Zaviera's voice was cold, "Done by Vita Coriel." Albert Sullivan smirked, "I heard that Sir Coriel has been looking for Golden River grass, and 100 plants were destroyed by Vita with just one press of the accelerator." Zaviera was indifferent and said, "Now the Coriel family knows that the Mamet family has Golden River grass, they will definitely come to apologize and then force us to hand over the Golden River grass." Albert Sullivan spit, "Where is the Golden River grass now?" Zaviera Evans simmered a little, "Albert, spread the news that Caleb Mamet has a large amount of Golden River grass, and make sure the Mamet family knows." As she expected, the Coriel family would first go to the Mainette old mansion, asking Mrs. Mamet to show up and force her to forgive Vita. Chapter 196, Visiting to Apologize Zaviera. Evans asked, "Albert, do you have any Golden River grass in your hands?" Albert Sullivan looked puzzled, "How could I possibly have Golden River grass? This stuff has always been precious. What do you need so much Golden River grass for?" Zaviera felt disappointed. Albert's face was full of curiosity, "Is it for Caleb Mamet?" "Zaviera, this is the first time I've seen you care so much about a man." Zaviera's eyes were flustered, immediately denying, "You're overthinking." After hanging up, Zaviera kept thinking in her heart, "Am I really caring too much about Caleb?" At that moment, Caleb was leaning lazily on the sofa with his eyes closed, and casually asked, "The Coriel family spread rumors on the internet, defaming my wife." Steve Price carefully said, "They said that you had abandoned Miss Coriel in the first place, and after getting married to your wife, they didn't care about. Now, you're cutting ties with the Coriel family over a few strands of grass. In short, your wife is stirring everything up in the middle." Caleb remained calm and nodded, He then pointed to the contract on the table, "Since that's the case, let's make the break more thorough." Steve Price gasped, "The Coriel family dared to slander the lady on the internet, surely provoking the CEO's anger. Where's my wife?" Steve Price immediately answered, "She's still in the backyard cleaning up the grass." "Why does the lady care so much about the grass? Even if they're crucehead, they can be replanted. Are those grasses really that precious?" Caleb stood up abruptly, heading to the backyard to find Zaviera. At that moment, she had neatly arranged the crushed grass on the ground. Caleb asked, "Do you really care so much about these herbs?" Zaviera remained silent. Ever since she knew that Caleb's eyes had problems, she started planting Golden River grass. She took out her treasured seeds, and took care of them every day. They finally grew, hoping to detoxificate Caleb, but all were destroyed by Vita Coriel. The servant guarding the backyard has been punished. He suddenly choked, a bit flustered, and softly comforted, "Don't be sad." Zaviera spoke lightly, "Forget it, it's not the servant's fault. Vita drove in, they couldn't stop her with air bodies. In any case, Vita had to pay the price for this." From that day on, the Coriel family's business was terrible, partners cancelled contracts one after another, and the company was in turmoil. Sir Coryell frowned, slamming the table hard, "Go to the Loewen clubhouse." Originally, he was going to bring Vita to apologize, but after thinking about it, he felt it was inappropriate. What status did Xaviera have to deserve the apology from the Coryell family? As long as Caleb's anger subsided, the matter would be resolved. Kalsieb couldn't possibly cut ties with the Coryell family for a woman. But now everything had gone out of control, and everyone was afraid of offending Caleb, so they all cut ties with the Coryell family. More importantly, his condition worsened, often dreaming of enemies seeking revenge, waking up in shock every night. He had done a lot of guilty things for the Coryell family, but to achieve great TNGS, one had to be ruthless, so he had no regrets. But they couldn't wait any longer, they had to get the Golden River grass first, even if it was just one stalk. And Caleb had more than 100. Sir Coryell reluctantly said, "Vita, go with grandfather to the Loewen clubhouse." Loewen clubhouse. Xaviera heard some commotion outside. As she stepped out, she saw several people from the Coryell family. The butler whispered, "Ma'am, the CEO said not to let the Coryell family come, but they insisted on breaking in, and I could not stop them. They even mentioned Sir Mamet, saying that the CEO would let them in." Xaviera nodded, her lips hooked in a cold smile. Sir Coryell couldn't hold back his impatience, wanting to find Caleb for the Golden River grass. However, Vita had crushed over 100 stalks with one press of the Excel Aerator, now there was not even one left. If Sir Coryell knew that the culprit was his own granddaughter, what kind of exp ration would he have? Caleb knew that the Coryell family would visit, but his expression was calm, paying no attention to everyone, and sitting lazily. Sir Cofiel had a full smile on his face and spoke kindly, "Caleb, we're here for. Isn't it a bit inappropriate for Sir Coryell to come in with his family?" Caleb Rice at an eyebrow. Sir Coryell's face turned awkward, then he forced a smile. "Caleb, there has been a misunderstanding about the previous matter. I brought Vita here in apologize. The kindness between our two families shouldn't be severed because of such a small matter." Caleb slowly walked up to him. It's useless for Sir Coryell to say these things. It was the Coryat who wanted to cut off ties with the Mamet family and used TS to threaten me. The faces of the Coryell family turned pale. Chapter 197, The Old Man Faints. Sir Coryell, constantly wiping his sweat, smiled obsequiously and said, "There must be some sort of misunderstanding. Our families have always maintained a good relationship, and the Mamet family has always supported the Coryell family. How could we want to end our relationship with you? Where did Caleb hear such rumor?" Mrs. Coryell also explained with a smile, "Caleb, Vita crushed Miss Evans' plan TS. She realizes her fault and is here today to formally apologize." Vita. At Mrs. Coryell's gesture, Vita Coryell walked over shyly. Caleb Mamet remained composed, lazily sitting on the sofa with his long legs crossed, his eyes as ice. "It's not me you need to apologize to. Does the Coryell family not understand this?" Vita's face was filled with injustice, struggling to suppress the anger in her heart. Why should she apologize to Xaviera Evans? How could Caleb be so cruel? Cold, that bitch was not worthy at all. If it weren't for Zaviera Evans' interference, he would have married Caleb long ago. Vita bit her lip, remaining silent. Mrs. Coriel quickly laughed and explained, "Caleb, Vita did make a mistake, but her car was smashed, which makes them even. So there is no need to force her to apologize anymore. After all, she did all this because she likes you too much." Mrs. C. Oriel's voice echoed in the living room, leaving an awkward silence. Caleb scanned everyone, then said dismissively, "If that's the case, could ever Yon please leave?" Everyone present broke into a cold sweat. Vita's face turned as pale as death. She had almost bitten her lip till it bled. She humbly came to apologize, yet Caleb dared to drive her away. She had never been treated this horribly. All this was Zaviera Evans' fault. Fury burning in her heart, Vita looked at Zaviera in the distance, furiously yelling, "NG, Zaviera Evans. It was your idea. I've already humbled myself to come and de-apologize. What else do you want? You're being too unreasonable." Zaviera looked indifferent, then, feigned weakness, "I haven't heard Miss Coriel apologize yet, or did I just not hear it? Could Miss Coriel repeat it once more?" Vita's body was trembling, her eyes bloodshot. Zaviera Evans had dared to demand an apology from her. Coming to the Lowen clubhouse was already giving Zaviera enough face. How can she still be so unrelenting? Sir Coriel's eyebrows knitted together in a frown. He half shouted, "Miss Evans, you're aware of the relationship between our two families, too. But ever since you married into the Mammoth family has gradually distanced itself from us. Now a few plants were ruined, and you destroyed over 10 cars from the Coriel family. Do you want Vita to kneel and apologize too? Aren't you being too willful?" Zaviera let out an incredulous laugh, though she didn't mean it. "Just a few plants? Does Sir Coriel truly believe that they were just plants? I heard that the Coriel family values upbringing, so let me ask this," ignoring all the warning signs and rushing into the backyard and deliberately damaging Tihi medicinal herbs, "is that the type of upbringing the Coriel family instills? Shouldn't you apologize?" Sir Coriel was momentarily speechless, his beard quivering in his anger. "Miss Evans, the Coriel family and the Mammoth family have a close relationship. Both in business and in our personal lives, we're closely interlinked. You shouldn't let your jealousy mess with Caleb, messing with Caleb. The Coriel family has been leeching off the Mammoth family in business. Caleb even gifted the Coriel family a company to keep you leeches afloat. You should be the ones showing deference. Now, how did the tables turn? It seems as though you, the Coriel family, have made a large contribution to the Mammoth family. Plus, Sir Coriel, you have no relation to Caleb, so stop acting like an elder." After her statement, all the Coriel family members stared at Zaviera in anger. Zaviera Evans was too hateful. What right did she have to speak for Caleb? Vita only acted so foolishly because she liked Caleb. Why couldn't Zaviera forgive her once? Sir Coriel's face turned a deep shade of green. Clutching his chest, he stammered, "You, butler, please see the guests out," Caleb interrupted coldly, A hint of impotence flashed in his eyes. Yes. The butler gestured for everyone to leave. Caleb leisurely said, "This is my private residence. Not everyone is welcome, Heir. If anyone tries to force their way in, treat it as trespassing, and I'll bear the consequences." All members of the Coriel family widened their eyes. Was Caleb cutting ties with them completely? In all his years, Sir Coriel had never been so humiliated. Trembling all over, clutching his chest, he passed out. "Dad! Grandfather!" The Coriel family hastily went to support him. Vita was crying and shouting, "Xaviera Evans! You are so cruel! You angered my grandfather to the point of fainting. What else do you want to do?" Mrs. Coriel cried out sadly, advising against letting the boss come. "Was Corset, his body is weak and he can't bear such stimulation. Caleb, are you really willing to give up our feelings of so many years for Miss Evans?" Mr. Coriel looked helpless. "Caleb, the boss is still an elder after all. The way you're treating him is really inappropriate." Chapter 198, Never Seen Such a Brazen and Shameless Person. Soon, the doctor arrived and gave Sir Coriel an injection, and he slowly woke up. Sir Coriel gasped slightly, his eyes full of fatigue. "Caleb, are you really going to let her ruin our family's friendship of so many years? If Miss Evans refuses to forgive Vita, I can't force her. If you don't want to cooperate, so be it, but..." Sir Coriel paused for a moment and weakly said, "Caleb, I heard that you have over 100 Golden River grasses in your possession. I am seriously ill and need this herb badly. I wouldn't ask you if my life wasn't at stake. I know why you wouldn't let me die." Xaviera Evans smiled deeply. After a bunch of nonsense, they finally got to the point. "Are they trying to play the emotional card?" On the surface, the Coriel family had come to apologize, but their real goal was the Golden River grass. Caleb Mamet appeared calm, aware that there had been rumors lately that he had a large amount of Golden River grass in his possession. Of course, he knew about the Golden River grass, a miraculous herb that Moni couldn't buy. However, he was unaware that he had over 100 of the M. Sir Coriel looked at Caleb Mamet with hopeful eyes, then cleared his throat and said, "Caleb, the Golden River grass is indeed precious, but you have over 100, so surely you can spare me some. I need it to save my life. Please give it to me in consideration of our past friendship." Xaviera shook her head, thinking that these Coriel family members were incredibly thick-skinned. Always taking advantage of others' kindness, Caleb has already given a lot to the Coriel family, and now they still wanted the Golden River grass. How could they have the audacity to ask such a thing? Caleb's indifferent gaze fell on Sir Coriel's face, finally understanding why Xaviera refused to forgive Vita after she destroyed those herbs. They were not ordinary herbs, but Golden River grasses. Mr. Coriel tried to persuade Caleb, "Caleb, by seniority, you should also call Sir Coriel grandfather even if you don't interact with each other in the future. Why you can't bear to watch him leave this world just like that. Please give us the Golden River grass for the sake of your grandfather's face. Furthermore, you have over 100 of them, and we only need one. You see, cannot be so heartless to our family just because of Miss Evans. It would not be a good look for you. People would think that Mr. Caleb Mamet is ruthless, watching Sir Coryell end your pain and refusing to help. Even for your own sake, you should give us the Golden River grass. Zaviro was at a loss for words. How could there be such shameless people? They were obviously trying to take advantage but kept insisting it was for Caleb's own good. At that moment, Caleb Mamet casually responded, "I don't have any." Mr. Coryell's face darkened. "Caleb, you won't even give us one? You have money and power, just give some away. Sir Coryell's life is at stake here, can't you, Mr. Coryell? Caleb has already said that he does not have any." Zaviro paced leisurely, saying, "Caleb really isn't short of money. If he had a New York, it wouldn't be a problem to give you one, but since he doesn't, what more do you want him to do? Besides, Sir Coryell and Caleb are not related, and he has no responsibility to save Sir Coryell's life." Mr. Coryell's face turned red with anger. "Impossible. It must be Zaviro Evans who was causing trouble, making Caleb say he didn't have any, and in fact, he just didn't want to give. No matter what, Sir Coryell had once saved Sir Mamet, and now they won't have and give away one Golden River grass." Caleb Mamet spoke impatiently, "Butler." The butler walked in front of the Coryell family members and said indifferently, "Mr. Coryell, I don't know where you heard the rumor, but our president does not have any Golden River grass, so there is no need for you to keep insisting. Even if he did have it, you have no right to demand it from him. Please leave as soon as possible, or else it will be your family who loses face." Sir Coryell was so angry that his beard quivered, his eyes filled with rage. It was all because of that bitch. If it weren't for her, Caleb would definitely give them the Golden River grass. Vita Coryell wished she could tear Zaviro apart, her face full of malice. "Zaviro Evans. Just you wait. I won't let this go." Mr. Coryell furrowed his brow. "Caleb, think carefully. If this matter escalates, it won't be good for you either. Don't let people think you're heartless and ungrateful. Miss Evans, don't be too stubborn. If something happens to my father, you'll be the culprit." The Coryell family helped Sir Coryell to his feet and left angrily. Zaviro wore a face of disdain. The Coryell family must be a bit sick. They talked as if they could compete with Caleb Mamet, and besides, he real why couldn't give them Golden River grass because Vita had already destroyed it. Sir Coryell had committed so many shameless acts, and now that he was sick, it was heaven's punishment. How could they make it sound as if she was the one causing it? What a shattered worldview. The Coryell family thought that everyone should consider their needs and give them whatever they. Chapter 199, Caleb Mamet has a secret difficulty. Zaviro Evans fumed, "The Coryell family constantly makes unreasonable demands under the guise of saving lives. Why do you keep putting up with it?" She genuinely didn't understand why Caleb Mamet, who was so dominating, would let the Coryells mess around in his territory. If it were anyone else, Caleb would have made them disappear from this world a long time ago. Caleb looked at her with slightly cold eyes and a raspy voice, "Some things can't be explained." A look of confusion washed over Zaviro's face. Then she remembered what Esteve Price once said. The CEO tolerates the Coryell's threats, even tolerates THM spreading rumors that Vita Coryell is the real Mrs. Mamet, because Sir CEO Ariel threatened to make Caleb marry Vita with someone's belongings. The day he appeared at the Civil Affairs Bureau, he did not actually desire to marry Vita, he wanted to get those belongings. What kind of belongings would make the usually resolute and decisive Caleb Mamet choose to tolerate this? Allow the Coryell family to overstep boundaries. Don't worry, I have everything under control, Caleb said lightly. Xaviera's heart was filled with doubts, she just wanted to know what secret Caleb was holding onto. However, considering they weren't truly husband and wife and would divorce when the time was right, it wouldn't be good to know too many of his secrets. If he didn't want to say it, then let it be. Besides, he obviously did not want her to know. Xaviera lowered her eyes, helplessly turned around and left. As soon as she walked away, Steve Price popped up, his face full of confusion. CEO, why didn't you just tell the truth? Your tolerance towards them is all because of Mrs. Mamet's belongings, isn't it? You went to the Civil Affairs Bureau just to see Mrs. Mamet, Caleb Mamet sneered at himself. Should I let her know that I went to the Civil Affairs Bureau not to marry Vita, but with other motives? Steve Price nodded. Having kept this from Mrs. Mamet before because the timing was not right, no w that their relationship was warming up, it was time to tell her. This way, Mrs. Mamet would understand the CEO's intentions and won't always criticize him as a scumbag. Steve Price felt like his heart was breaking for the CEO's romantic life. However, Caleb responded nonchalantly, let's not mention it for now, she me ght be thrilled to know it. Steve's smile froze on his face, he rubbed his ear, thrilled. My dear CEO, what on earth are you thinking? Mrs. Mamet has always thought that the CEO went to the Civil Affairs Bureau to marry Vita, and marrying her was just an accident. She could never imagine this was the CEO's secret plan. Whether she would be happy or angry if she found out is questionable. Steve Price wore a serious face. CEO, I think you, Caleb Mamet looked at him indifferently. Steve Price, say one more word and your salary is gone. Steve's mouth twitched at the corner. Thinking of his salary that had already been reduced to negative, he decided to bite the bullet. If you tell Mrs. Mamet, she will not be happy at all, because she does not like you, and you are only a nominal couple. Caleb's eyes widened. We were only a nominal couple in the past, but now Xaviera really likes me. If I tell her that I've been wanting to marry her since a long time ago, she would definitely be thrilled. Furthermore, Mrs. Mamet liking me is a fact. There's no need to tell her such boring things. Steve Price. The CEO is really narcissistic. When did he realize Mrs. Mamet liked the CEO? The CEO is really good at making things up. Steve Price spoke earnestly. Mr. CEO, we need to face reality. When did Mrs. Mamet start liking you? In her eyes, you are a scumbag. You need to change yourself, at least get rid of that scum part. Just tell Mrs. Mamet the truth. Though she may not necessarily be happy, at least she would know your intentions. She will definitely think better of you. Do NT always live in your fantasies, having unrequited feelings and never being able to change the image she has of you? Hey. CEO. I haven't finished speaking yet. Steve Price stomped his foot in annoyance. Why can't the CEO take some honest words? After Caleb left, Sean Price walked over. He furrowed his brows. You and the CEO have conversations like this. Calling the CEO infatuated and a scumbag, he deserved his salary deductions. But Steve Price confidently nodded, I'm doing all this for the CEO's good. MRS. Constantly calls him a scumbag, and honestly, I think the CEO indeed is like a dog. Don't you, AgTech, Sean Price? Actually, Steve Price shouldn't have a salary in the first place. How did the once obedient Steve Price become so reckless? Did Zaviera really change everyone? Mrs. always calls the CEO a scumbag, but the CEO never gets angry. Instead, it makes Steve learn to do so as well. What has the CEO gone through these past few months in the bedroom? Chapter 200. The Mammoth Family Condemns Zaviera. Evans gave a faint smile and replied, who said he doesn't have any? He used to have it, but lost it due to certain reasons. Albert Sullivan looked puzzled. Although he didn't understand the meaning, he believed in Zaviera. Now everyone outside knew that Caleb Mammoth had Golden River grass, and T. Hay would definitely try to get it, but he couldn't give it to them. What could Zaviera do to divert everyone's anger towards the Coryell family? After leaving the Mammoth family, Sir Coryell went straight to the hospital, and Vita Coryell, gritting her teeth in anger, rushed to the Mammoth old mansion. With tearful eyes and a wronged expression, she said, Sir Mammoth. Sir Mammoth looked kindly at her and asked, Vita, you said your grandfather is ill? What's going on? Vita sobbed, I went to the Lowen clubhouse to look for Caleb the other day, and accidentally stepped on some flowers and grass T. Hat Zaviera planted. She wouldn't let it go and insisted on Caleb severing ties with the Coryell family. Later, my grandfather took me and apologized in person, but she still wouldn't forgive me. My grandpa thought if she didn't want to forgive me, fine, we wouldn't insist on cooperation between the two families. But he's very ill, no w, and urgently needs Golden River grass. Just when Caleb had it in his hand s, who would have thought that, Zaviera would interfere again, not only denying Golden River grass but also making my grandfather ill. My grandpa is now hospitalized, and I had no choice but to come to Sir Mammoth. Sob, 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 Vita cried out, Sir Mammoth, I really have apologized. It was just a few plants, and D. Zaviera had all of the Coryell family's cars smashed, but she's still not satisfied. Ever since she married Caleb, our two families have gradually drifted apart, and now she wants to sever the relationship completely. Sir Mammoth, if this continues, the Mammoth family will be ruined. Sir Mammoth frowned. Initially, he had wanted Caleb to marry Vita, but his son not only disagreed, Bulet and T also brought such a woman home. What's even worse is allowing that woman to mess around, and to cut ties with H. the Coryell family. Sir Mammoth spoke softly, Vita, I know you like Caleb. His marriage to that woman will indeed have a negative impact on the Mammoth family. If he had married you, there wouldn't have been such a mess. Vita's tears kept falling, all I want is for Caleb to be happy, even if I can't marry him, it doesn't matter. But Miss Evans is too headstrong, she doesn't care about Caleb's future at all. Hearing that Caleb had over 100 golden river grass plants, even Sir Mamet couldn't help but brighten his eyes. Over the years, he had also been secretly searching for golden river grass, and Caleb had so many, but hid them away. Sir Mamet's face darkened. "Old Wu, call Caleb and Zaviera here. Does he really not care about his elders' lives and refuses to hand over the golden river grass? Would he even break ties with everyone for that woman?" As soon as Zaviera got off work, a luxury car appeared in front of her, and the housekeeper of the Mamet old mansion slowly got out of it. Zaviera sneered inwardly, having long expected Vita to go to Sir Mamet. The old man learned that Caleb had golden river grass and would definitely be GRED for it. He even wanted to take this opportunity to get Caleb to divorce her. Being called to the Mamet old mansion was just what she wanted. How else would she deal with the Coriel family if she didn't create a commotion? At this time, a group of people was sitting in the living room of the old mansion, all relatives and friends of the Mamet family. As soon as Zaviera entered the door, Mrs. Mamet coldly spoke, "Zaviera, when you married Caleb, we were against it, but as long as you were truly good to Caleb and the Mamet family, we couldn't do anything about it. But now you've gone too far. Vita only accidentally damaged a few of your plants, but you insisted on Caleb cutting ties with the Coriel family. You are too headstrong." Mrs. Mamet took on the role of a wicked mother-in-law. "You destroyed the Coriel family's cars, so you must apologize to Vita. If she forgives you, we'll let this go. But if she disagrees, you two must get divorced immediately." Everyone looked at Zaviera with mocking and even disgusted eyes. Zaviera remained composed and spoke slowly, "Mrs. Mamet, it was Vita who did the wrong thing first. Why should I apologize to her?" Mrs. Mamet blurted out, "Vita is a noble lady. Do you have the right to compare with her? You caught Caleb's attention and rose to your position. If you behaved yourself, it would be fine, but you always cause trouble and make the Coriel family cut ties with the Mamet family. As a mother-in-law, I must discipline you. Will you apologize or not?" Everyone agreed and scorned. "Miss Evans, the Mamet and Coriel families have been friends for many years. It's all because of your meddling that the two families have reached this point." "That's right. Back then, Caleb just casually married someone. Do you have the right to compare yourself to Miss Coriel? You've even angered Sir Coriel to the extent of his illness. Shouldn't you apologize?"